Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, weight loss lover, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, girls, welcome back to the podcast. This week we are talking about how a cheat meal can actually help you lose weight. And I'm actually pretty excited about it just because, duh, who doesn't love to do a cheat meal after you've been eating tons of broccoli and chicken? So, anyways, before we get right into it, I want to tell you, I gained 4 pounds on vacation, girls. I mean, it was totally worth it, but let me tell you, when I got home and stepped on the scale, I was like, ah, crap, because that sucks. But it was totally worth it. I mean, we actually ate pretty well while we were there, but those drinks, man, I really like rum, and they just kept coming. And of course, my son made friends with the bartender. And of course, like every time, the way that the hotel was set up, every time you walked from pool to pool, you would pass in front of the bar. And so my son made friends with the bartender, of course, and he kept giving him ginger ale with whipped cream on top, which he loved. So of course, that just meant, you know, more for mom and dad too, if I'm being honest. So anyways, moving right along, because a cheat meal can help you lose weight, but not what I did. So just FYI what we're talking about here. There is literally nothing better than that first sweet bite of chocolate after you've been abstaining for weeks on a diet, or that like first taste of greasy dripping pizza after, again, you've been eating broccoli and chicken all week. Am I right? So how will a cheat meal actually help you lose weight? We're going to get into that. So we all know, obviously, it's very much easier to gain weight than to lose it. But how bad will a cheat meal actually affect you? How does it affect you? How long will it affect you? And can we actually avoid the effects of a cheat meal? We will see. So let's take a beat here and have a discussion on how people refer to a cheat meal. I know that there are lots of different ways of thinking about it. You know, some people prefer not to call it a cheat meal. Some people prefer to just eat normal and count their calories, even if they have the calorie allowance for something that would be considered a cheat meal. They just eat within their calorie range and still eat that, you know, I guess, i.e. bad food. So I realize that there are plenty of different philosophies when it comes to the word cheat meal and the calories that would be considered a cheat meal. But just for today's purposes, we are going to call it a cheat meal just to keep it easy. All right. So first thing, let's put cheat meal calories into perspective. Eating one cheat meal a week will not wreck your diet. Actually, having a cheat meal can give your metabolism a chance to really ramp up. And I'm going to explain why as we go forward, but it has a good purpose as well as a little bit of pleasure on the side. So side note, as long as we don't turn a cheat meal into a cheat day or a cheat week, then you're going to be just fine. So let's have a quick little science lesson here. I know it's science, but bear with me, okay? I'm going to explain how it works for people whose brains totally work like mine. I like to know the know-how. And so we're going to have a quick little science lesson. Here we go. We are going to be talking about leptin and ghrelin. Now, ghrelin is a hormone produced by the stomach that signals the brain to be hungry, and then it prepares the stomach for food. And leptin is a protein produced by fat tissue that tells our body to be satiated and to stop eating. So how do they work? Well, first off, they work together. Now, significant changes in leptin and ghrelin aren't seen until after about the 72-hour mark, okay? So let's just put you in this scenario. You have been on a restricted diet. You've been eating a lesser amount of calories. And so what we want to do is we actually want to raise that leptin back up because the ghrelin, now again, produced by the stomach, is telling your body that you are hungry. You've been working out. You've been consuming less calories. And now your ghrelin concentrations have gone up and your body is saying, feed me, I am hungry. Which unfortunately can turn into gained weight if we're not careful because we're hungry and sometimes that turns into overeating. So we have to watch that. Okay. Now your appetite and energy levels are being affected. So to conserve some energy, your thyroid hormones are also decreasing and your metabolism goes right along with it. So what are we going to do about it? On your low calorie diet, you've also depleted your glycogen stores. Now, glycogen is your energy that is held in your muscles, and when it's depleted, now you're exhausted. So let's take a step back. The ghrelin is up, the leptin is down, your energy levels are being conserved, your glycogen stores are depleted, and basically the end of the day here, you're exhausted. So what do we have to do? Ta-da! Cheat meal time. So all that being said, having a cheat day can now restore your glycogen, reverse and prevent the negative effects of your metabolism, hunger, and energy levels. So in a nutshell, that's how having a cheat meal can be beneficial to your diet. But now how the cheat meal affects us depends on every person individually. And you're going to have to do some experimenting here on your own for this one, okay? So having a cheat meal is totally okay. How it affects you depends on you. So my first piece of advice, the first step that you would need to take would be to pick a day in your schedule to actually have your cheat meal. Don't be willy-nilly about it. Actually, pick a specific day. Maybe your day is going to be Sunday, so you're going to behave all week long, and then Sunday is going to be the day that you eat that chocolate cake, not the whole cake. All right. If you're sure on the day and the time, it can actually help you better work towards the goals with less food intake interruptions. For example, if you know that your cheat day is on Sunday, but your girlfriend's having a party on Friday, you know good and well that you're saving your day for Sunday. So you will not cheat on Friday. You are consciously going to make the choice. The reason that this helps is because one, helps you be consistent. Two, it helps you not overindulge. And three, it will actually help your gut as you continue down this path. So let's talk about that for a second. If you're having a hard time getting back to your regular schedule once you've indulged on that Sunday, you might want to rethink what you're allowing yourself to cheat on. Now, what do I mean by that? If you have eaten a piece of chocolate cake, or you've indulged on quite a few cookies on Sunday, and on Monday, you can just not seem to get yourself back in gear with your chicken and your salad, or your carrots and broccoli, then maybe the cookies and the chocolate cake are not the best cheating choice for you. You also have to consider, like I said earlier, your gut health. If you are having a really hard time balancing out your gastrointestinal system after you've cheated, then maybe you need to change again what you're cheating with. If you are wrecking your system after you've been so good, then we need to take a step back and observe. which now formulates our next question on how long will a cheat meal affect us. So if you have your cheat meal on Sunday and you jump up on the scale Monday, you may see a fluctuation in your weight. Don't panic. Most of it is going to be water weight, all right? You have consumed excess sugar and a lot of excess salt, and your body simply just doesn't like it. So your body actually has a specific balance of salinity that it likes to keep. And when you consume an excess amount of junk, then it holds water until you have stopped consuming it. And then the water will flush it out, and then the system will return back to normal. So those increased pounds right after your cheat day are not going to linger. Now, if you're like me on vacation, it is possible for you to gain weight that will stay. Lots of people will actually gain between 1 and 7 pounds when they're on vacation. My number was 4. And again, like I said, I ate pretty well. It was just the alcohol. Which, P.S., alcohol also makes you look puffy. Okay? That's just not a good thing. Nobody wants to look puffy. All right, girls, we are finishing it up here with our very last question. And the question is, can we avoid the effects of a cheat meal and how? There are two ways that I personally make efforts to combat the effects of cheat meals. One is CLA, and the other is a carb blocker. Now, you're asking me, what the heck are these? And I'm going to explain. CLA stands for conjugated linoleic acid. Now, someone may be smarter than me who is listening to this, and I may have said that word wrong, but that's basically what it is. So we're going to shorten it to CLA. Now, it is a naturally occurring fatty acid, similar to omega-3 fatty acid, but with health benefits for skin and weight loss. It is naturally occurring in some foods like beef and dairy, but the amount that you would actually have to consume to get the benefits are kind of insane. That's why I take a supplement instead, okay? So CLA is actually a fatty acid that helps not only reduce the cravings for bad foods, but it also helps us reduce body fat while gaining lean muscle. All right, carb blocker. Carb blocker, or sometimes it's also known as a starch blocker, is also a supplement that can help block the enzymes your body produces that enable it to absorb carbs. Is this a foolproof system? No. Only eating healthy is a foolproof system, but we like our cheat meals. It does help us, but we also sometimes want to combat the effects. So these are the answers. It allows you to eat a full meal of carbs and stress less. Okay, so I'm still eating my pizza on Sunday if you're curious. Now, if you are interested in either of these products, I will be glad to link the brand that I take in the show notes. But I want to give you this warning. Please, please do not go the cheap route on your supplements, your healthy food, your essential oils, or whatever else that you can think of that is health related. The quality of your product will determine the quality and timeline of your results. I am very passionate about your supplements, your health food, and I want you to get the best results for all of the effort that you are putting in. So don't go cheap, make good choices, and I hope that you enjoy your pizza this weekend too. And if you have any personal questions for me, of course, I am always available through my website. You can leave me a comment. You can also Facebook message me through the Jen Whitmore training page. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, girls, go ahead and push that subscribe button so that you won't miss any of our future episodes or anything special that we have going on. And if you're ready, we are finally moving right into our crown and flop for the week. So, always with the flops first because we want to end on a good note. I am giving this week's flopped right on over to Hurricane Flo. Okay, Flo, you are a little bit sucky, girl. And I am praying for all of the people who have been directly affected by this storm. And thank you so much for all of the first responders who have been putting their lives at risk to save these people. I pray that the storm does not damage your life and that we all remember what is important. All right, moving on to the crowning moment. Okay, girls. This one has got me a little bit nervous, I have to be honest, but I still consider it a crowning moment. So I will tell you that I never flew in a plane before until 2 years ago, I think. We have been to Florida on an airplane trip, and we have been to the Bahamas on an airplane trip, and that's about the extent of my flying. And I do get a little bit airsick. I don't fly well, and I also heavily rely on my husband to be with me. And so my crowning moment for this week is that I have scheduled myself to go to a business conference in a few months, and I am going alone. I am flying alone. I'm staying in a hotel alone. I'm going to this business conference alone. And then, of course, I am flying back alone. And I'm really excited about this adventure. Of course, it's an adventure to go on, but I'm also a little bit nervous. And I just didn't realize how much I actually rely on my husband for support in areas like this until I am now going alone. So it is a crowning moment. I am excited about it, but y'all just pray for me as I go on this new adventure for myself. And I'm pretty sure that God is preparing me for future endeavors in this business. So we will see how it goes. I will keep you posted. And that is it for this week's episode, girls. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. If you have enjoyed this episode of Adventuring the Girl Life, please remember to subscribe to the show and leave a review so more girls can grow. Until next week, girls, adventure on!